Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Shirley Griffith. This week, some recorded sounds for all time.
The Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. recently added 25 sound recordings to its National Recording Registry. Congress established this registry list under a law called the National Recording Preservation Act of 2000. Recordings are added yearly. They have to be at least 10 years old, and they have to be culturally, historically, or artistically important. Members of the public make suggestions online. The library also gathers nominations from experts in music, recorded sound, and historic preservation.
The 25 new additions chosen by the Librarian of Congress, James Billington, were made between 1904 and 1988. Some are in the library itself. Others are in collections throughout the country. The library is identifying the best existing versions of the recordings. These will be expertly restored, if needed, to protect them for the future.
Many of the latest additions to the registry come from popular music. One of them is Blue Suede Shoes, recorded by Carl Perkins in 1955, a year before the version by Elvis Presley. Another addition is the 1965 hit Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones. Also, Paul Simon's 1986 album Graceland, recorded with the South African singing group Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
I'm going to Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Poor boys and pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. And my traveling bags are ghosts and empty sockets. I'm looking at ghosts and empties. But I've reason to believe we all.
But the list also includes classical pieces like Il mio tesoro from Don Giovanni, sung by tenor John McCormick in 1916. And there are spoken word recordings, like one from 1960 by comedian Bob Newhart. Social protest is also represented. For example, the album The Wailers Burnin', with the reggae singer Bob Marley, is from 1973.
Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's an old that Peter is gold.
That was Get Up, Stand Up from the last album that Bob Marley released under the name The Wailers. But let us begin our musical trip back in the 1920s, the jazz age. Jelly Roll Morton was one of the pioneers of jazz. He helped spread its popularity in New Orleans, Chicago, and throughout the country. In this 1926 recording, Jelly Roll Morton leads his Red Hot Peppers in Black Bottom Stomp.
The National Recording Registry honors memorable words as well as music. The latest additions to the list include the Osage Bank Robbery from the radio program The Lone Ranger. The show was heard December 17, 1937, making it the earliest known recording from that popular series.
Two brothers rob a bank. The criminals try to hide in an old mine. But they should have known that the Lone Ranger would catch them. Listen now as the hero rides off on Silver, his trusty horse.
Fiery horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high old Silver, the Lone Ranger.
Another new addition to the registry is a speech by President Franklin Roosevelt to Congress. Roosevelt was asking Congress for permission to declare war. He made the speech the day after the Japanese attack on the American naval base at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
World War II ended in 1945. The years after the war became a time of economic growth in the United States. Many people moved out of big cities and into newly developed suburban communities. Birth rates increased. It became known as the baby boom. The 1950s are remembered as a time when lots of Americans were happy with their lives, but not everyone was. Allen Ginsberg was a poet, but also a social activist. Problems like poverty and inequality angered him. In a 1959 recording, he reads from the opening lines of his most famous poem, Howl.
I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked.
Social activism is also the message of several songs among the newest additions to the National Recording Registry. Fighting racial injustice is the theme of We Shall Overcome. Yet Pete Seeger wrote the song as a labor protest. In the first version, he used the line, I shall overcome. But later, he changed the word I to we. The song became a theme for the civil rights movement. Here is Pete Seeger performing We Shall Overcome during his concert at Carnegie Hall in New York in June of 1963. People in the audience are singing along.
people think the greatest singer of the 20th century was Sarah Vaughan. Her 1973 album, Live in Japan, is now added to the National Recording Registry at the Library of Congress. We leave you with Sarah Vaughan singing Over the Rainbow.
Somewhere.
The Library of Congress now has 225 recordings listed in its National Recording Registry, and the library is currently accepting nominations for the 2007 registry. The library says it must receive suggestions by July 1st to be considered for the list. For a link to the Library of Congress website, go to voaspecialenglish.com. You can also find transcripts and audio archives of our programs.
Our show was written by Gerilyn Watson and produced by Katie Weaver. I'm Shirley Griffith with Steve Ember. Join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English.
Someday I wish above.